WBAL News Radio 1090. We are with Towson basketball coach Pat Scarry talking hoops. What else this time of the year? Going back to Maryland, and we'll move on and talk about the entire field after this, but do you think the program looks bright there with Turgeon and theoretically what they have coming back and how you can build on something like this, a 28-win season?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They did as good a job as anyone in the country in turning their program around and having an unbelievable year. And, you know, it's Maryland to me it's a brand name and a big-time conference, and they've got good young players, and I'm sure they're a great addition to the Big Ten. They're in great hands.
I was not impressed with the Big Ten. I was not impressed with it overall. But let me tell you something, Coach. We always like to analyze what conferences do in each tournament. It's such a stupid discussion. You look at what the ACC did in this tournament. Case in point, you have NC State, who gets in as a bubble team, and they're in the Sweet 16. They knock off Villanova. UVA, who won back-to-back ACC championships in the regular season, they get bounced early in this tournament, losing to Michigan State. Of course, Tom Izzo doing his thing.
I think he's the best in the country.
He is, isn't he? He really is amazing. I was so impressed with him. Maryland was so much better than Michigan State the first two times they played them, and then you saw what happened in the conference tournament. They nearly beat Wisconsin in the championship, and now they're in the Sweet 16 for the 13th time under Tom Izzo.
Yeah, he's as good as anyone in the country. There's no question about it.
But this conference debate, first of all, who can really remember who's in what conference? But also, it really comes down to individual matchups. Here's Notre Dame. They're in the Sweet 16. They could have lost easily to a team from the CAA, your conference in Northeastern. Nearly lost to Butler. They're not lucky to be there, but it's just a matter of matchups.
Yeah, that's the beauty of the tournament. It's not a series. It's the one game deal. It's, you know, how do you and remember, especially the second, there's not a lot of prep time. So it's, you know, they're going to go through film and some scouting adjustments, but it's not like you got 4 or 5 days of practice to get ready. So it's, you got to throw it up, and guys are going to make plays, and they're under the microscope. And I think the thing that the average person doesn't think about either, when you get in those first couple of days, so if you're Georgia State, big Cinderella this weekend, as that game gets going with Baylor and the comeback's coming, not only are the Georgia State fans rooting for Georgia State, but all those other contingencies of fans that are in the stands,
they're all in.
They're all in. So the pressure, and I think officials, that it's hard for them. I mean, there's just a lot of momentum in the building for the underdog.
The job of an assistant coach in this tournament, how hard is it to prep for the next game that quickly and turn it around? And how involved and influential is a head coach? I almost look at Bob Huggins as, yes, it's his vision, but is he really monitoring every second of a program? Is he still on top of everything like he once was, maybe?
You know, those assistants are key. The guys doing the scout work, the video guys, even your operations guys. You know, the meals, getting the kids up, make sure the manager get the kids up, the walkthroughs. You got academic people on the trip because they got to get some work done. They're missing class, so it's a big operation. It's fun, but these teams that are playing are like, they're well oiled corporations.
That's exactly right. Amazing. By the way, Notre Dame, Pat Connaughton, their star guard, who I was so impressed with the other night. I've seen him play a few times this year. He's a Massachusetts guy, Boston area guy, so you're familiar with him. Orioles draft pick, high-level draft pick from last year, pitched in professional baseball last year. He will be, I'm assuming, a full-time baseball player almost as soon as his basketball season ends. I believe he's actually already graduated from Notre Dame, just finishing out his eligibility. But he is a good athlete and a good-looking prospect. Could he be an NBA player?
You know, he's just a talent. I tell you what, I should have recruited him harder when I was a Big East assistant. He's exceeded all expectations. I'm looking forward to getting him down here with the O's and helping him win some games.
I'm sure he'll be a Red Sox someday and return home. 410-467-WBAL. We're talking to Towson basketball coach Pat Scarry. We'll come back much more with the coach here on WBAL News Radio 1090.